The Hit Breakfast Show with Ben, the Coffs Coast's Hit 105.5.
We might be saving the koalas. A lovely study that has been funded by Bellingen and Coffs Harbour Councils looks to perhaps incorporate a koala park. Councillor Sally Townley, join me on the show right now. Good morning.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
Very good. This is some wonderful news. What spurned the decision to fund this study?
Well, I guess all the three councils have recognised that, you know, koala populations are in trouble, but also that the koala is a really iconic species. Lots of tourists and lots of locals are, you know, we hold this animal very dear to our heart. And I guess now there's a recognition that perhaps the economic and tourism impact from that, you know, the koala supports is more important than maybe other uses of forests like logging.
Yeah, I love how we can possibly save a species by letting people know they can make money from it. Like, as cynical as it is, whatever works, let's go for it if it means we are saving them.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, there's some other good news as well. The state parliament has, or the lower house has just supported a motion to investigate establishing the Great Koala National Park, which would be a larger network of forests basically wrapping around the Coffs Coast hinterland. And it's really awesome to see all sides of politics joining together to support this, you know, this amazing initiative. Recently, the government has predicted that unless there is some intervention, the species will actually be extinct, completely gone, no koalas left by 2050, which is a pretty scary thought.
That's heartbreaking, isn't it? I've came across news similar to this a little while ago, especially after the bushfires did such a number on so much of our state forests. To feel like the next generation might actually grow up in a world without koalas is heartbreaking.
Yeah, that's right. And I think the bushfires, you know, put even more pressure on this dwindling species. And so, yeah, look, it's really good to see state government recognition and local government recognition that unless we act now and really, you know, make a concerted effort, not just lip service, we are in danger of losing them.
So what would the Koala National Park have in it? What would it, I mean, obviously koalas, but would it be a tourist attraction?
Yeah, look, definitely. So it's a network of already existing national parks plus the addition of some state forests, which would sort of switch from being used for timber harvesting to a really wide range of uses. So it's not just koalas, it's all the other species, but opportunities for so much more recreational things, like, for example, mountain bike trails and things like that. Like, there's towns in New Zealand that have set up mountain bike networks in their forest, and they're so popular that people come from overseas to go and use those facilities. So, you know, camping, horse riding trails, walking trails, things like that, a whole range of different opportunities. And also we're getting the benefit of protecting our waterways and, you know, just protecting landscape health generally by conserving some of these areas.
Yeah, this is fantastic. And it seems like when we talk about trying to calm down on the logging, people always go on about job losses and things like that. But if we were to set up a park like this, it would possibly create more jobs than the logging industry would actually lose.
Yeah, well, and that's what the economic study that the three councils have funded plans to investigate. So the predictions are that there would actually be a net job creation. And, you know, the timber industry obviously is important, and I, for one, don't want it to be to go extinct. But the way we're logging at the moment is really, in a lot of cases, not sustainable. And State Forests have been doing a lot of work to establish plantations. And, you know, I think that's where the future of our timber harvesting should lie, in not just kind of low-grade, you know, chipping the wood and sending it overseas, but growing that timber to have higher-value timber products. At the moment, it actually costs the New South Wales taxpayer money to keep the current forestry industry alive. That is, we're subsidising it.
Oh, so wow.
We could actually stop tomorrow and financially be better ahead. But, of course, those people that are employed in that industry, part of the Great Koala National Park has to include a transition program for those workers to transition out of that other industry, and into something else, be it tourism or whatever.
So what is left before we get the final go-ahead for this to happen?
The bill that's passed the lower house is to investigate the establishment. So it's a small but important step closer. Mm-hmm. Eventually what would need to happen is the gazettal of those state forest areas, turning them from state forest timber harvesting to national park for conservation.
Okay. Well, it seems like a bit of a task, I imagine, change the minds of industry people. But, yeah, it doesn't sound impossible.
Yeah, and look, I think, you know, the goal is worth it. I think, the alternative, losing this wonderful species, just iconic to every Australian and known by people around the world, you know, that's a terrible thought.
And celebrities always get a photo with koalas when they
come. Yeah, and even in China, what they've done with the pandas, you know, they were on the verge of extinction, and the Chinese government has really gone all out to create this huge tourism base around pandas, and it's turned around massively and generating huge amounts of money for them.
Yeah, well, no, I love it. Hopefully it all gets the go-ahead. Sally Townley, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Ben. See you.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Ben. The Coffs Coast's Hit 105.5.